and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
Joining us today in the studio, we have our three musketeers, if I may say so. Mr. Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner. Welcome back, sir.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ron. Great to be here on Thursday, 5/28/2020. And we have with us, as you mentioned, Heidi Thompson.
Good morning.
Financial Advisor at Prout Financial Design, and Shay Pataja, our Chief Experiencial
Officer.
Hello. Great to be here. We have lots to talk about today in regards to retirement. COVID, the reality of changing views of retirement, setting a date, age, saying, wow, our lives in some ways got richer, having to simplify, perhaps. People had to slow down a bit. And maybe your own company is saying, you know, we don't want you to work at home either. We just don't want you to work. So that can happen.
It sure can.
And as those things go down, the statistics show that that is often the case. Happens more often than some might realize. And we'll be talking about those statistics from a in-depth study done by Allianz Life. A reality check, most Americans are unprepared for retirement, how that will happen, and when that could or should happen. What should we think about our future self? And Shay was sharing before the show that thinking about future self is an easy thing to do.
Well, I went to the Donald Miller conference a year ago, actually, in Nashville. And he said that when you ask people to visualize their future self, because everyone tells you to do that, visualize your future self 20 mm-hmm. years down the road, you actually have zero emotional attachment to that person. So you have about as much attachment to that as your great aunt Louise. I mean, you can't, even though you can visualize it, there's no emotional attachment. So he says it's almost impossible to help people get there. You've got to deal with what they need today. And so that's what we're going to focus the show on.
You
what
bet.
You need today, which is a financial plan.
The how, the why, and the when. Now, the Chinese seem to be good at visualizing their future selves, but Americans, not so much, right? So given that difficulty of picturing that, the financial plan can be a great way for you to have a discussion with yourself if you're on your own and or with a spouse. What are the things you really would like to do? And how could those be achieved? And when would you like that to happen? I'm ready. This is a conversation yesterday with a client. I'm going to retire at 62. He seemed very certain of it. Where before, it was, I don't know, I kind of love my job. You all have those things. The activity, the discipline created by having to get out of bed in the morning.
Well, you can
say hello to the wife.
You can love your job and love what you do, but then the culture changes and the way things are being done changes. So, especially since COVID, a lot of offices are closing down their physical office and working from home and talking to nurses who are like, I don't know if I really want to do this anymore. It feels like a risk I'm not willing to take. And so things around you change, and you can love what you do, but have zero control as to how it's changing. And that happened for my own grandmother. I mean, she was a nurse. They were hit by a drunk driver, and she was forced to retire. And she had planned on working, I mean, mid to late 70s. She loved it so much and sunk into a quite a deep depression right after that happened because she couldn't work. And so I think that's something to acknowledge today, too. And when we talk about financial plans, we actually have a really cool process that we take people through called a financial plan. And Nathan at our office, Dennis's son, he's dedicated to that work and working with our advisors, Dennis and Heidi, to help take people through that. So there's one, there's financial advising that goes with retirement planning and your accounts and hyper-focusing on that. But looking at a retirement plan is looking at the whole picture. And it's a really cool, it's a really cool process to see from a distance. And we've got it here with us today so that Dennis can walk you, John and Jane Sample.
Dennis is holding it up to the, oh, we don't have a camera. Shoot.
Well, you know, there's one thing that you may not think about with financial plans is that it can offer you flexibility. And what I mean by that, I've had quite a few calls from clients in the last couple of months going through this COVID phase. And people who are like, well, you know, they expected to work, but now that they've been home, they're just not going to go back to work. Or, you know, they like staying home. But if you have a financial plan, what I mean about the flexibility is if you've gone through this process and you've gone through different scenarios about what would it look like if I retired at 65 or 67 or 70, then you can have confidence when you make those decisions that, you know, you can do it because you've gone through that mental discipline or you've gone through that process. And you can feel more confident having that flexibility, knowing what the impact's going to
like
be.
Like a
to
business
your,
plan.
Yeah.
You can adjust it.
A blueprint.
It is very much, and it's keyed into the statement system that we use through Orion. So our financial plan is connected to the statement system itself. So they work, they're interrelated or they're integrated, and so they work together to help you see on an ongoing basis, what are my chances for success in retirement? And speaking of flexibility, that's huge. So what if it's not 62? What if it's really 64? They offer me some program at the office that I have to accept, mm-hmm. Really.
Right.
So given that's the case, and or it's even shorter than that, the flexibility to say, well, okay, I need to make some changes here. What would we need to change in order to make this work, given what just happened?
And it helps with that disconnection. So when you have that future self you're trying to imagine and you can't, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have it, you can imagine it, but you can't have that emotional attachment to it. It's hard to ignore the numbers on paper and then seeing how they play out. And when you go through the financial plan at the end, it gives you a percentage. What's your success rate? Like, what do you think? And then we can adjust it so that you have a higher success possibility.
It shows the future value of the assets based on conservative estimates. It shows the expenses anticipated for health care, all the big things that you might not normally think about, but it kind of maybe sits in the back of your head and you say, I don't know how we're going to afford the health care costs, because everyone's concerned about that, it seems. Or what's the best time to collect our Social Security benefits? The financial plan actually shows you the different numbers and how those integrate and how what decision you might possibly decide to make. It really does bring the control back to you in terms of, can we do this? Does it make sense? When do we want to do this? And how do we begin to think about that? Not everybody extricates themselves easily from a job. When you're as good as Ron Jolly, seriously,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's not easy, kind of tongue in cheek. But Ron is, I'll just say it, you are an incredible part of the community. I'm not blowing smoke here because, frankly, I mentioned the conversation Jill and I were having a couple, 3 months ago. She was saying to me, and you know, how do I keep up with what's going on in the Traverse City area? I said, well, you need to listen to WTCM.
Mm-hmm.
they're always talking about what's happening.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, I'm just listening. I'm not going to say anything here.
Right.
Keep going.
Keep going, Dennis.
No more,
you're doing
but
just
go ahead.
Fine. Thank
a
you.
Few, more, just more, a little more. Bit more. That'd be
it's so nice. Yes. Well, I'm not saying that Ron's going to retire tomorrow, obviously, but there's a lot more that goes into that than perhaps meets the eye. Hmm. Now, for those who own a business, the same may be the case. Who's taking this thing over? And I've been working my whole life pushing this elephant forward. Are the children going to take it over? Is my brother going to take it over, who never was responsible in all of his life? You know, that sort of thing. So I get it that there are all those components that we hear about on a somewhat daily basis. How do we bring those to bear?
It's good to have an exit strategy. I know we had an entrepreneur years ago, and he said, or as an advisor, he said, before you start your business, the first thing you want to do is get your exit strategy down.
Mm-hmm.
So for a business, but probably at some point in your career, your working life, is think about an exit strategy.
Yes. And consult with people like attorneys, accountants. Yeah. They may have an opinion that you might be surprised at. Well, gosh, I didn't know you were thinking that.
Mm.
You know, we were cleaning out the office yesterday. I digress a bit. But we finally decided to clean out some of the stuff in the basement. And Heidi looked at me and she said, you know, that thing has been bugging me down there. It was a car top carrier. Really incredibly important. For 8 years, I've been waiting for you to get that out of the basement. And finally went out of the basement of the office yesterday. So miracles happen.
Hello.
They do happen.
So sometimes you might be surprised at what that other person thinks.
I think I threw away, there were marketing books from 2004, How to Market Your Business. And I was like giggling through the whole thing because it's just everything, marketing, everything's obsolete like a year later.
Yeah.
But we're holding on just in case we were going to look something up in that book.
Yes. So the Heidi directed cleaning of the office was what was going on yesterday, and all the old printers and all the rest. But it's incredibly important for you to be able to begin to voice this stuff, because then it allows your brain to begin to think about reality, perhaps. Maybe you have not heard yourself say it that way forever, but you were thinking about it, and perhaps your spouse or significant other needed to hear that too. Well, I didn't know you were thinking about mm-hmm. that. Well, yeah, that's what I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And given that want, that dream, what would that be, and how can that help you achieve it? So often, I know I'm preaching, but I'll just say it. This is what I hear from clients. We set those things aside that really matter, and we go, you know, I can't do that anyway. I'm too busy doing all the things I'm normally doing.
Cleaning the basement.
Cleaning.
Getting up in the morning. You know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
the basement.
I think that's been like the blessing, if we're looking for silver linings in all of this, of being home and slowing down. It just helped me take inventory of what was I so busy with that I couldn't get to these things I've always wanted to do. And I think people are looking at their finances now and have time to and are forced to, because we don't know how this is all going to roll out over time. And so what a great time to start looking at that, and then inviting someone into the conversation, the advisors and Nathan, just to help you walk through this and get you on the same page, as we call it, a same page meeting.
It's amazingly empowering. We put this thing right up on the screen so you can see the numbers. You can make adjustments as you go. You can see what difference that makes in terms of your success rate, because we'll hit the stats real quickly and then we'll take a break and come back. Key findings from this Allian study: half of Americans retired earlier than expected. Say 50%. With the vast majority doing so for reasons outside of their control. Yet many non-retirees still believe they retire on their own terms. So at least 50% are doing it not on their own terms. 65% of non-retirees believe they'll work at least part-time in retirement, when in reality only 7% are doing so.
Wow.
That stat to me is more shocking than the 50%.
Yeah.
I think only 7%. I think people, it's kind of like, okay, again, stay at home. You think like, oh, when I have all this time at home, I'm going to blah, 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 blah. But your priorities change and what you really like doing changes. We had one client who, I remember she said this to me, well, I always fantasized about being a painter. So I took a week off. She took a week off work and painted the whole week to see if it was like what she had built up in her head. And she was like, yeah, I don't want to be a painter. But she had this idea like, I'm just going to stay home and paint all day and become a master painter. And then, no, wasn't.
Good. You mean like walls? Walls or
no,
like canvas?
Paintings, like canvases.
Art.
Yeah, art.
Okay.
And just the how eye-opening that was for her, that, maybe that's not what
maybe
I want.
No.
It's not.
Nope.
Last stat before we take the break, 6 in 10 non-retirees, we'll just say 60%, said running out of money before they die is one of their biggest worries. We see that often. So that's another case where this financial plan can tell you, yes, you are going to run out of money. What are you going to do about it? That's not a fun conversation to have. Not that we treat that nonchalantly, but many times making those adjustments, okay, I guess we can do this. We can push that back. I'm not going to suffer irretrievable loss if I have to work 2 more years, and I'm being kind of smart about that. Or, oh my gosh, I didn't know we could do it yesterday. All of a sudden, it gets rather silent.
What a nice surprise
office.
That is.
Yes.
You've had those discussions.
We have. So yeah. Then you can say, you know, I guess we did work really hard at those other details and saving and all that sort of thing, and keeping the debt under control, all those things that we see from a financial advisory standpoint. And gosh, I guess we've got the opportunity or the flexibility to make this change.
But I think the 60% you're talking about, that worry, they solve it immediately in their head with, I'll just work longer. That's
they
how they solve it without looking
that.
At the numbers. And so... Yeah.
Or why not unmask that?
Remove the mystery.
Unknown.
And it's
from
not always possible
retirement.
To work longer.
It
maybe
isn't.
Your health or the business you work for or right. other changes like a pandemic mm-hmm. change the landscape.
So if
people, so you can come to our office, we offer the financial plan. But I think it would be good if you went through the things that we go through with them. And what it requires.
You read my notes. Mm. So some of the things we're looking at with clients before and after retirements, what are your lifestyle goals? Travel, is there one special place calling your name? College, are you going to be paying, maybe it's not children, maybe it's the grandkids now. Maybe even somewhat reluctantly. Oh, yeah, we got to put that aside as well. But is that something that you really do have a goal to do? Given that's the case, include that in your plans. Home improvements, plans to renovate. The kitchen is not going to make it through your retirement, for instance. Or a new home. Providing care if you need money to take care of someone you love. Maybe a mother in a nursing home or a child with special needs. Make sure you have a goal for that. These are some great points just from the data form that we have clients fill out for the plan itself to help you think through some of these things. Start a business. A major purchase, you've always wanted a sailboat or another kind of boat, maybe. We've seen that many times, or a motorhome. Mm. Perhaps a hot tub.
Perhaps a motorhome with a hot tub.
Hey, there you go.
Now we're talking.
That's radical. Oh, what is that to you doing this, sir? I'm just setting out the hot tub. Pay no attention. Leave a bequest. Create bequests for the money you'd like to leave at your death to family, friends, charities, and our institutions. We've talked about this. Qualified charitable distribution, we've got clients that do as many as 30 to 35 of these per year. What a great way to give to charity through your IRA. Gifts or donation, would you like to give back? Or maybe your parents need help. Gift goals for any cash gifts. A wedding, you may decide you want to help pay for a wedding.
No, I'm helping my dad out by not. Every Father's Day, I'm like, and your Father's Day gift is, once again, I am not getting married.
Or that's how you're impacting his financial
I
plan.
Am, and he's like, thank you. And my mom goes, Jim.
That's great. Celebration, what special events do you look forward to celebrating? Bar mitzvah, family reunions, anniversaries, or retirement parties in your future? Maybe being able to think about some of those things can help you really think about, we need to make this happen sooner. And what do we need to do? Whatever that might be for you. And given this COVID thing, I think it's helped a lot of people say, in fact, I was showing Ron a picture earlier of myself and our granddaughter, Maeve. We certainly had some time with them this last weekend. It just brings it more into reality. How much time do we want to take away? Maybe it is part-time. Maybe you do want to back off to part-time to do some of these other things that you've continued to put off and keep those relationships going that matter the most to you.
The one I've seen the most on the financial plans is that people want to plan a big family gathering with the kids and the grandkids. So it's they want to take them all to Italy or on a cruise,
right, a big
or
trip.
There's like a big trip idea that they have, that and that's very expensive to fly people and get everyone there. And but that is one dream that I see repeatedly, is an experience together.
Mm-hmm. Experiences, I wrote that down, are what most want to accomplish or do, whether it's just two or maybe it's 15. Those experiences, these details can help you help you have those experiences. So some of the things we talk about in terms of the financial plan, what are your retirement basic living expenses? What will be the healthcare expenses? What are the other wants in terms of travel, sports cars, fun money, whatever that might be? And then what's included, too, is a net worth summary. We've often told clients you may decide that you want to take this to your attorney as you're doing your estate plan to help you and he or she remember and see where the assets are, to help get perspective on the whole picture for the both of you and or for you if it's just one.
That's right. And Dennis, we've talked about this show a lot. We've spent a lot of time talking to you about which assets going to which person, because it can make a big difference, big impact on taxes and other things. So what you were saying about merging that with going to see your estate planner is a good idea.
It is. Working through those details. Because many times the children are not going to get it. You've had decades to work through this. The details. Here's how this part of the business works here. Here's what's going on here. There. They may not get that quite so quickly as you might be accustomed to. We also do a Social Security analysis to compare the total lifetime income at your current age and given your life expectancy or life expectancies between one or both of you. So you can see the difference here in this particular example. It's almost a $300,000 difference over a lifetime. If this particular couple here, John and Jane Sample, decide to retire at age 67, the total amount of lifetime income is $1.943 million. Who could just say 1.9?
Through what age, expected age?
The expected age, I believe, is in the mid-80s. Okay. It doesn't say right here.
So if they both wait to 67.
Versus age 64 and 62, which would be as soon as possible for this couple, particular couple, it'd be $1.6 million total income. So that's where the $300,000 difference comes in. Sometimes that knowledge can really change where you might
motivate
decide
you
to draw the income.
Yeah.
Whether it's taking part-time income or taking some of the funds available from your retirement accounts first versus Social Security. And of course, depending on your own political views as to whether or not Social Security will be there and some of those other issues that might possibly play in. But at least you know.
Right, because every year that you wait to claim Social Security up to the age of 70, that monthly income is increasing. So you can sort of look at it versus what are your investments. If you've invested in those government bonds that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
There
it's
might
just
be a decision
winds up
there
being so powerful because the lights all go on for the couples that we're sitting with. I just love going through this. Nathan does a great job. This is really a skill of his in terms of the details and inputting all this. And we go through this with the clients and they can see, okay, well, here's my risk assessment. Here's where I'm saying I'm at with risk. Here's what an actual recession is going to do to your portfolio given the current allocation. And then the question is, are you willing to accept that risk in your portfolio? And many times, those who are looking at these numbers will say, yeah, you know, I'm really not quite as comfortable with that as I thought I might be, given that they're able to see the real numbers. Percentages are something, but real numbers when it comes to your own portfolio, it could mean something different.
Right. What I like about the financial plan is that they have graphs and pictures. So if you're a visual learner,
colors,
you can see.
Speaking of that, here's the graph of the current situation they're in. They got about a 25% likelihood of success versus making the changes that we're looking at within the retirement plan. It goes to 80%. How can that be so different? Really?
Yeah.
Is that practical? Absolutely. Given that it's not just one aspect or part of the plan that you input or that we input, showing those differences in income and waiting making just a bit of a turn in terms of what you're, how you're taking it and when you're taking those incomes, that's where it can totally turn your own financial situation around. And talk about giving confidence. So you can begin to think about those things that you might really want to do versus what you might have to do for retirement.
When you're, can you do an analysis if somebody says, well, look, if I take my Social Security at 62 versus 67, or vice versa, then I'll get more money at 67. That means maybe I'll have to start taking money out of my 401k before sure. that. Does that make sense? So you can kind of do an analysis and...
We can. Mm-hmm. We can compare that in terms of the total portfolio value that you might expect at your life expectancy, as well or get and or pass on to those that follow. Now, some for some, it's not as important to pass assets on. For others, it's very important. You know, mm-hmm. So whether it's yes or no, you know, what's the best for you given your
situation? Dennis, when is the best time? Like, what's the best time to come in for a financial plan? I always like to think it's people who are out about 5 to 10 years from retirement. It gives you the ability to make those changes to dramatically change those results. But even later, when you're closer to retirement, it can still be helpful. Is that right?
It can be extremely helpful. We're running these plans for our current clients as well as for people who might decide they want to work with us. So we're running it for both. And some who are already retired just want to see the numbers. You know, how are we doing? Is this thing going to work for our life expectancy? It's a variety, but generally, yes, 5 to 10 years ahead tends to be the best time. But it can still make a significant difference in terms of looking at those minor adjustments that they might make and for the best financial plan that they can have for themselves and possibly for their children, too. Make a measurable difference in your success possibility by making relatively minor changes. So if you are interested in a financial plan or talking about a financial plan and what that might include, either Heidi or I are happy to speak with you. The phone number at the office is 231-947-3992. Or speak with Nathan directly. He'll tell you what the inputs are, how to get that going. He can easily send you a data form to help you get started. The cost for clients is half of what it is for non-clients. It is $750 for clients. And for non-clients, $1,500. We'll have anywhere from at least 5 to 7 hours in meetings as well as inputs to make that financial plan work for you. And you'll be able to see it usually reviewed 2 or 3 different times between separate meetings to make certain that we've got that right and it matches what it is you are looking for.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.